At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
A lot of grilling this weekend for the 4th of July. And if you're wondering, I wonder what Tim McGraw rubs on his ribs. You might be a little weird, but we got good news. Here's the answer.
My girls ask for ribs. I've spent a lot of time over the grill with ribs because they love them. So I use dark brown sugar, really finely ground coffee beans, like espresso beans, really finely ground. Some chipotle pepper, hot pepper, some smoked paprika, a lot of salt. And then rub the ribs down and let them sit overnight. If I get them good and brown to start with, and then just set them on the top rack and keep the heat up, and just keep basting them, that they get just as tender as if I cooked them for 4 or 5 hours. Yeah. For me, it works pretty good.
But it turns out Tim McGraw left a few things out when he gave that recipe on Instagram.
Because it's his special recipe, and he doesn't want everybody to know. I understand that. Go ahead.
Well, I didn't give every ingredient. There's a few other things I didn't throw in there, but you have to figure out for yourself. You'll have to experiment a little bit and find out what makes it perfect. But it's really good. The key is putting it on the night before and then putting it in the fridge and then leaving it out for 3 or 4 hours before you cook it.
I agree with all of that. I haven't graduated into making my own rub yet. Okay. I have a couple of rubs that I really, really trust. And I'm not afraid to tell you, they're in the stores. Meat Church is one of the companies that makes a really, really good rub.
I love the name of that, Meat Church. Oh, it's great.
It's the first thing that grasped me. I'm like, yes, okay, I want to go to Meat Church. Let's go. Mm-hmm. I respect what he says. I like to cook. I like to eat. I like to post pictures of what I cook and eat. And I get a lot of people that say, hey, how did you do that? And it's not like I'm some master chef, but there are some things that I'm like,
You don't want to share. I
like what Tim said. Let you figure it out on your own.
You know, since you are all about meat and grilling and with the 4th of July holiday coming up here, John, my husband had a little surprise for me in the fact that, as you know, we were looking into buying part of a pig and Kurt was going to be part of the butchering process, which he did.
Unbelievable.
And that's coming up next. And he's also, shared a little bit of what he had planned for the 4th of July, which was a surprise for me. But it involves pork.
I'm just wondering what that to-do list is like. Things to do for the 4th of July holiday.
Yes.
Clean up the yard. Buy lame sparklers, because the only thing we're allowed to let off here in California. Butcher pig. Get oil changed.
That's coming up next.
833-287-1037. There is an amazing show happening in July, in August at SoFi. And that would be George Strait, who retired, I think, 15 years ago, right?
He does like 2-3 shows a year. That's a nice gig.
That is a nice gig.
And that's an easy retirement.
And all he has to do is say, I'm playing here, and he sells out.
Yeah.
Chris Stapleton and Little Big Town are part of that bill as well, also helping sell out. And we want to get you there just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, 833-287-1037. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Well, I don't know about you, but when I think about a pig, here's what I think of.
That'll do, pig. That'll do.
Oh, babe.
Okay, so the next time you cook pork chops or a pork roast or a pork loin or have a ham or bacon or ribs, I'm going to come taunt you while you're eating it.
I'm just messing with you. Listen, it's not every day that your partner's husband butchers his own pig, but hey, chalk it up to another day in Kurt world.
It's true.
So you got to experience butchering a pig. What was the most interesting thing that you had to learn about the butchering process with the pig?
I had to realize that we were just going to, take as much care as we could in rendering the primal cuts away so that we could, start to cool it off, et cetera. It was a bit of a challenge, but, once you've committed, you need to stay focused and on task. So, this creature gave up its life for you. So, you don't want anything ruined. So it was a little stressful, but, we tried to, not cut ourselves or cut somebody else.
So what does it mean when you say a primal cut?
Some of the main portions of meat off, but you're not cutting it up into pork chops and spare ribs and bacon and all that. That stuff's all down the road. So you're cutting it up, getting it on ice as quickly as you can, and you'll, you know, break that stuff down later. Right.
Today I noticed that you were cutting some things up. What was that?
That was a back loin, which, you know, if you had, for example, a bandsaw, you could take that and make pork chops out of it, but I didn't. I just used that as loin chops, some nice, lean boneless chops.
Okay.
And, you know, just filleted that out and, you know, put together little medallions. You know, I also took the shoulder and I'm going to do some pulled pork for the 4th of July. So I got that butt roast out of that shoulder.
All right, hang on. I got the butt roast out of the shoulder. I thought the butt roast came from, I guess, the butt.
Pork butt roast is a cut of meat from the upper part of the pig's shoulder.
Hmm.
I know. I always assumed it was the butt, too.
Why wouldn't they just call it shoulder roast?
I don't know. Do we have a ham in there somewhere?
And ham's in the back.
Okay.
All right, wait a minute again. So when you're eating a ham sandwich, which mm-hmm. I do enjoy, a ham on rye with mustard.
I love ham.
Nice Clausen chilled dill pickle on the side. Anyway, when you're eating a ham sandwich, when you're eating ham.
Yes.
An Easter ham.
Yes.
That's the pig's butt.
That's the rear of the pig, yes.
But a butt roast
is the upper part of the shoulder. It's the upper part of the shoulder. The lower part is called the shoulder.
It's all very confusing, but still very delicious.
I know. I'm hungry.
Is it something you would do again?
Yeah, you know, It's a great learning experience, although this first time, of course, it was very stressful because it's not my MO. It's not what I do. I'm not a butcher.
I'm glad you asked that question because I was thinking, I wonder, you know how, I don't know about you, Tammy, but I get irritated sometimes when I hear about somebody that doesn't know jack squat about broadcasting, didn't go to broadcasting school, didn't cut their teeth at different radio stations. They start a podcast and all of a sudden they blow up for whatever reason. Personally, that irritates me. Mm-hmm. I wonder if a butcher hears this and says, what's amateur hour doing over there doing my job? I'm being serious.
Sure.
Because clearly, it's very hard work. You got to know what you're doing.
It's a talent. And, you know, he said he'd want to go watch a professional do it again, you know, before he learned more about it.
It just seems like a lot of work for a pulled pork sandwich when you can just have a dude do it for you.
I know, but you know, my husband, he always likes to learn something new.
I'm impressed. Meanwhile, I was just told by producer Jessica, the president of PETA called and while on hold exploded. So,
well, they can yell at you too, meat eater. I like how I didn't butcher it, so I'm good.
Yeah, don't listen, Peter. Don't call me. Tammy at KSON.com. Kurt at pigkiller.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Heading out to Jen in Escondido. Hello, Jen.
Hi.
Hey, Jen, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, Get out of the studio.
All right. Good luck,
honey. Jen, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to get $100 from a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Sydney Sweeney was the center of attention at Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez's wedding, especially the attention of this former Patriots quarterback. Who am I talking about?
Tom Brady?
True or false? According to American folklore, the word club in club sandwich stands for chicken and lettuce under bacon. True or false?
False.
A list of things from the 90s that haven't aged well includes this sitcom that includes the characters Uncle Phil and Aunt Vivian and their son Carlton. What's the show?
Oh, I don't know.
If you're wondering why Jeremy Allen White is constantly seen holding flowers, it's because he loves them in his home and he arranges them with his daughters and there's a farmer's market near his house. Jeremy is famous for being the star of The Bear, but got his start playing Lip on this Showtime original series.
Shameless.
Vin Diesel says Paul Walker's character Brian O'Connor will appear in the final Fast and Furious movie. Including this last one, how many Fast and Furious movies will there be?
8.
Let's get Tam back in. So Jen, what's on the agenda? What's going on?
Oh, just taking my boys to the fair probably today.
No, you want to do it tomorrow. The fair's closed today.
It is?
Monday and Tuesday it's closed, yes.
Oh, it's hilarious. Well, I took them last week already, and they wanted to go again.
Okay. So. Well, I mean, if they go today, there'll be plenty of parking. They're going to have to wait for a little while. Jen did 2 out of 5.
Tim. Okay. Oh, I feel so bad now.
At least you got a good excuse.
Yeah. Totally.
All right. Sydney Sweeney was the center of attention at Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez's wedding, especially the attention of this former Patriots quarterback. Who am I talking about?
Tom Brady.
Yeah, if you believe sources, quote unquote, they were all over each other at the wedding. Can you blame them? A couple of beautiful people?
Right.
1-1. True or false, according to American folklore, the club in Club Sandwich stands for chicken and lettuce under bacon.
Sure, why not?
That's true. Isn't it crazy? Never heard that. I just thought a random Food Network fact over the weekend. I said, write that down for the college.
I figured it was like because it was first made in like a country club.
That's why I said American folklore, because other claims say it was called the clubhouse sandwich made in our clubhouse. Yeah. Anyway, Jen went with false, so it's 2-1 Tam. A list of things from the 90s that haven't aged well, for some reason, includes this sitcom that includes the characters Uncle Phil, Aunt Vivian, and their son Carlton. What's the show?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah. If I would have given you, Will Smith, that would have been an easy giveaway.
I should have known that for sure, because I used to watch that show.
It's now 3-1 Tammy. If you're wondering why Jeremy Allen White is constantly holding flowers, it's because he loves them in his home. He arranges them with his daughters, and there's a farmer's market near his home.
Nice.
Jeremy's famous for being the star of The Bear, but got his start playing Lip on this Showtime original series.
It's a one-word title. My daughter watched it all the time. Dangerous. What is the name of it? Oh, I can't.
You were close. Shameless.
Shameless.
Jen knew that. 3-2 Tammy. And finally, Vin Diesel says Paul Walker's character Brian O'Connor will appear in the final Fast and Furious movie, including the last one. How many Fast and Furious movies will this make?
Good Lord. 13. I don't know.
Not quite as much, but still a pretty obnoxious 11 Fast and Furious movies. Jen, today Tam beats you by a score of 3-2. You're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you.
On July 19th, you are going to see George Strait, Chris Stapleton, and Little Big Town at SoFi Stadium.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Oh my God, why wouldn't you be? What a show that's going to be.
I've never seen Chris Stapleton or George Strait.
Well, Jen, listen, have a great day. Appreciate you very much. Happy 4th of July. Enjoy your family. Before we leave, however, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Jen from Escondido, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
A year into the relationship, my girlfriend doesn't want to sleep with me anymore.
Oh my God.
Yeah, okay. Good stuff.
Okay, please explain that statement.
We're checking into Sequan Casino Resort for the River Concert Series last week.
Yeah.
We're told by the desk clerk that, okay, one room, two queens. And Sam jumped in and said, oh, is there a possibility for a king? And we were informed that the hotel was sold out and this is what we're going to do. No big deal. Or so I thought. I thought it was really nice of Sam to ask that at first.
Mm-hmm.
But then she throws me a curveball by not being able to stop talking about how thrilled she was that she had her own bed to sleep in. And I'm like, well, wait a second. Why did you even ask if there's a king if you wanted your own bed in the first place? So here's my theory. A couple of theories. I think she may have called ahead and said, I don't want to sleep with this guy. I want my own bed.
Oh, my God.
I want my own bed. And when you say there's two queens, I'm going to go ahead and protest and ask for a king, even though, please, do not give up. Make up some garbage about it being sold out or something. That's one theory. Because out of my peripheral, I kind of saw her after she asked if there's a king to say, just say no.
Oh, my.
Say no. That's one theory. Tammy, yes. She told you, she told Juan, our friend at Sequan, she told anybody that wanted to hear, oh my goodness, I'm not going to have my covers stolen tonight. I'll get my own pillows. Uh-huh. I won't have Hansy over here doing what he wants to do. And I was like, am I that much of a monster? She was so excited to have her own bed that instead of going and gaming, she's like, no, let's go up to the room. And not for the reason that you think.
She wanted to have her own bed.
She wants her own bed.
John, first of all, I know Sequan was sold out. My room had two beds as well. But I will tell you that now, if Kurt and I spend the night somewhere and it happens to be a room with two queens, I now will sleep in my own bed.
Yeah, but versus... you put up a billboard saying how much you love it, like she did. So really, you won't sleep together in a queen?
I don't. Well, first of all, I'm so used to having a king that a queen feels small, and I like having my own little space where I'm not fighting for covers, I'm not worrying about getting elbowed, I'm not worried about any of that, and you can come visit me if you'd like.
I know the answer to the question probably before I ask it, but producer Jessica, you go to a hotel room with your husband, just you two, you got two queens, do you sleep in the same bed or do you get your own queen?
Oh, no, I prefer two queens, and I prefer us to sleep in separate beds.
Yeah, but, okay, but with all due respect, you both have been married. Tammy, you've been married for almost, what, you're well over 25 years, right?
Yeah, 28 years, but it's not that.
Shouldn't just not being married and just a year into this, shouldn't we still be like, can't wait to, I mean, you know?
Well, sure. It's not because I've been married for so long. It's learning that, hey, you know what? I sleep better when I'm not fighting for covers. I sleep better when I'm not worried about that. That's all it is.
She was so happy.
Well, and she also lived alone for a long time before living with you.
Sure.
So she was very probably used to having a bed to herself. Well, so going and having that moment again for a night, she was probably pretty excited about it.
There's no probably about it.
Listen, please ease John's mind because it's not speaking towards your relationship. I think it's just comfort because yes, John, yes, you're in a new relationship. Yes, she can come visit you for your time together. And then she gets to go have her own little covers, her own pillow, her own, and sleep better.
I'm crazy about this person, but she's not much of a cuddler. I get allotted cuddling time.
Please ease John's mind.
I'm not joking,
mind.
By the way. She's like, okay, you got about 4.5 minutes.
Just honestly, you're not alone here, John, and it's not because of a bad thing. 833-287-1037. Are you like me, or are you like producer Jess, or are you like John's girlfriend, where you're like, you know what? If we have the option to have two beds, we're going to take two beds.
This isn't separate bedrooms. We're not.
No,
you know,
no. Just okay. The beds just, in the hotel room.
And it's not like she wants a separate bed at our place. We've got a big king size bed.
You're getting too defensive
there, John.
Just
trying to defend myself here. I'm old man.
We know that.
I have proper hygiene. I cut my nails.
833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
So nothing, no big deal. My girlfriend just doesn't want to sleep in the same bed with me.
Oh, my God. It was just because you had the opportunity to have two queen beds in a hotel room, and she liked the idea of having her own bed.
Sure.
I get it.
Apparently, I'm a kicker. Kung Fu John over here. Who knew?
I think you're overthinking it just a bit. Gina in Spring Valley, can you ease John's mind a little bit? I think it's perfectly normal for his girlfriend to want to have that other bed in the hotel room. What do you think?
Absolutely. We have been doing it sort of accidentally since COVID. It just, when one of us got COVID and got comfortable with that extra bed, we just kept it going. And, you know, we still have our conjugal visits. So we still
conjugal visits. How long have you been in prison, Gina? I like how you put that.
But I have to say, I think we're about the same age. You have to also consider, girls at this age, we don't need to be touched a whole lot. And sometimes you just need to give her that minute and give some space.
Yeah, but she doesn't have to have the stopwatch going, does she?
Oh, my God.
All right, you got 4 minutes. Go. 4.5 minutes.
Hey, you're lucky because some girls are just like, no, just don't touch me at all. She's giving. This is a very generous partner you have.
She's a very generous person. Thank you,
Gina. That was awesome. Jim and Escondido, way in here.
Hey, so, John, I think you're putting way too much into this. Just a little sidebar. So, ancient history, I had a lady that would like to, like, literally be, like, right next to me. And I'd run a little warm, so in the middle of the night, I'd be, like, on the very edge of the bed, practically falling off. And at one point or another, I actually climb out of bed and walk to the other side and get to the other side of the bed so she'd, you know, give me some space. So, hey, if you're getting in, getting busy with it, I see no problem with sleeping in separate beds. So, hey.
There you go. I love it. Thank you, Jim.
Getting busy with it.
Stephanie and Vinny, to ease John's mind, would you please? It's okay that his girlfriend, when they're at a hotel and they happen to have two queen beds, wants to sleep in her own bed.
This is totally true. I mean, you enjoy your time, but you know what's nice about dating older women that know what they want, they tell you. He tells you, you know, this is what I want. She's not hiding it. She, you know it. I mean, it's open. It's out there. Get your snuggle time in. Ask for 8 minutes instead of six. You know, work your way up.
Best believe Sam wants something. Sam tells me what she wants. That's a fantastic. Very, very good point.
He does. You know what? She's a beautiful person. And, John, you know what? There's a lot of happiness coming your way. I see it.
Wow. Aww. What a kind thing to say.
That's
thank
lovely.
You.
Thank you, Stephanie. See, do you feel better now, John?
I just...
Do you feel better now? Now just get your sign-up sheet for your conjugal visits and you'll be good.
I do feel a little better. Especially because I've been given approval to have an A, conjugal visit, and B, get busy with it.
Okay.
So, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. I, like so many of you, love fireworks. As a matter of fact, my daughters like to imitate me, or if a better way of saying it, make fun of me, with my reactions to fireworks. Whoa! Oh! Boom! Is what?
Do you actually say boom?
They claim I do. Julia claims I randomly just scream out America.
I guess I could see it.
I love fireworks. I love the 4th of July. However, fireworks aren't for everybody. Mm-hmm. We know how pets react. A lot of people have issues with fireworks as well, whether it's PTSD, whether it's sensory issues. And the San Diego County Fair is doing something lovely to take care of those people as well.
Producer Jessica, talk about this sensory-friendly fireworks show that is happening 6 o'clock in the Sound.
I got to tell you, I have never seen anything like this before. The San Diego County Fair works with an organization called Culture City, and they are really good on creating sensory-friendly spaces for people on the spectrum and that have other sensory issues. That's I don't know what a sensory-friendly show encompasses, what it's going to be, but it's indoors, so there's not going to be big bangs outside.
Right. They're not actually blowing up fireworks.
They're not blowing up fireworks.
Yes.
I'm assuming it's going to be like a lot of lasers and lights and things like that, but it's made specifically for people that just can't handle those big noises but still want to enjoy the fireworks. And I think it's such a lovely nod to the autism community. It's so hard to be in those spaces and to enjoy the 4th of July like everybody else when you have those kind of issues.
You bet. And anyone with PTSD, they still like, I'd like to be part of something.
Right.
But, you know, so this is great.
I, as a kid especially, man, my sisters and I would just... We would just howl at the moon with delight when we had those big, huge, loud explosions. Mm-hmm. It was so cool. I have so much empathy for someone with PTSD who hears that, and it takes them to a totally different place, and it's not fun. It's the opposite, and I think it's wonderful of the San Diego County Fair to think of everybody involved in the 4th of July.
And again,
applause to the San Diego County Fair.
Yeah, it's amazing. When I read this press release yesterday, I started crying. I've never cried at a press release. before. Because if you don't know, my son Walt has autism. So being in different spaces sometimes can be very hard for him.
Sure.
Especially when it's very loud and there's a lot of people. And so for places like the fair to make accommodations so that he can enjoy something like a 4th of July fireworks is so heartwarming and so beautiful. We actually went to the fair over the weekend and we were talking to some of the people that worked there and they were telling us about some of the resources they had. He can go get a sensory bag at the fair if he needed one to help. They had headphones and different sensory toys that can help calm him down if he needed it. It's really cool to see places be so inclusive and to think of everybody. And I like to make sure that we shout them out and give them love because it's beautiful.
So at the fair on the 4th, they'll have a parade that starts at 2, the sensory friendly fireworks show at 6, and the regular fireworks show at 9 o'clock. And if you want a really good seat for the fireworks show, you can purchase reserved grandstand seating. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Vista. Say good morning to Andy. Hi, Andy.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Doing real well, dude. Hey, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of the studio.
Tammy, get out of here.
All right, good luck.
Andy, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. Get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Want to remind you, pal, all ties will go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman just celebrated their wedding anniversary. Have they been married less or more than 20 years?
More.
A stuntman drove a replica of the famous car from the Dukes of Hazzard 150 feet in the air over a fountain in Kentucky. What's the name of the car from the Dukes of Hazzard?
The General Lee.
Selena Gomez will return as a guest star on the season two reboot of the show that made her a star. What is that show?
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Actor and professional football club owner Rob McElhenney is legally changing his name to Rob Mack. He is the star and creator of this TV show that's been on the air since 2005. What is it?
Not sure.
And finally, Lisa Kudrow's HBO show The Comeback is returning for a third and final season. Lisa played a college dean in what Seth Rogen and Zac Efron comedy film?
I don't know.
All right, let's get Tam back in. Andy, you got big plans for the 4th? Tell me something cool.
Just hanging out, barbecuing probably.
All right, I believe most of the country will be doing the exact same thing. I'm told that the average barbecue bill this year, if you're having a grill out for 4th, is about 70 bills. Andy did the 2 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman just celebrated their wedding anniversary. Have they been married more or less than 20 years?
Less.
They have been married 19 years. Andy went more, 1-0 Tam. A stuntman drove a replica of the famous car from the Dukes of Hazzard 150 feet in the air over a fountain in Kentucky. Why? Why not? It was cool to watch. What's the name of the car from the Dukes of Hazzard?
The General Lee.
That is right. 2-1, Tammy. Selena Gomez will return as a guest star on the season 2 reboot of the show that made her a star. What show?
She was Wizards of Waverly Place.
That is correct. And the reboot is Wizards Beyond Waverly Place. Andy knew that. It's 3-2 Tam. Actor and professional football club owner Rob McElhenney is legally changing his name to Rob Mack. He is the star and creator of this TV show. It's been on the air since 2005. What is it?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
That is right. 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Tam, Lisa Kudrow's HBO show, The Comeback, is returning for a third and final season. Lisa played a college dean in what Seth Rogen, Zac Efron comedy film?
Oh, yeah.
And its sequel, by the way.
Yes. Which one was that? Was the teacher got in trouble? Oh my God, which one was that?
Neighbors.
Neighbors.
Funny movie. Funny, funny movie. All right. Today, Andy, Tammy beat you by a score of 4-2. So you're not going to get any of her money. Pretty sure you'll be cool with the prize you are going to get, though.
A pair of tickets to see George Strait, Chris Stapleton, and Little Big Town at SoFi Stadium on July 19th.
Awesome.
Andy, enjoy that. Enjoy your 4th of July holiday, pal. In the meantime, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Andy and Vista, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Keith Urban is one of the most pleasant interviews that we've ever experienced. Mm-hmm. Friendly guy, good sense of humor. So why did he abruptly end a Zoom interview recently while radio show? Check this out.
The way the Wall of Truth works is you sort of just have to answer this question truthfully. And when I was coming up with something to ask you, Keith Urban, if you're happy to play this game, the first thing I thought of, with your beautiful wife, Nicole Kidman, being on so many great movies, TV shows all the time, I watched a movie with her and Zac Efron recently, Family Affair, and I thought...
that's a good one.
What does Keith Urban think when he sees his beautiful wife with beautiful younger men like Zac Efron having these beautiful love scenes on TV and radio? Oh, why has that happened? What's just happened to you?
He's disconnected from Zoom.
Did he just hang up on us?
I think his team hung up on us because they didn't want us to ask that question.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 100%
what just happened. Were we told not to ask that?
No.
That's He's what's gone. Happened. He's oh my gone. God.
But he was like smiling.
See you, Keith.
But he doesn't like the personal stuff.
What do you mean?
Oh, I knew that would happen.
No way. That was
We've
a nice...
We've upset him.
We haven't upset Keith, have we?
Yeah, he's gone. I knew that was going to happen.
If you knew it was going to happen, why didn't you stop me asking the question?
That's why I said to you, I don't want to have a part of this, because I don't want to ask these questions, because he'll hate us. I don't want to make him feel uncomfortable.
I got a couple thoughts. I'm sure you do as well, Tam, about this. First of all, in all of our times that we've interviewed Keith Urban, every one of them, we have never been told what we can and cannot ask him.
Correct.
And we have certainly never been told that we can't bring up Nicole Kidman. Secondly, I mean, maybe I would have phrased it differently, but the guy asked a legit question. Do you get uncomfortable watching your wife, Oscar winner, beautiful actress Nicole Kidman, get it on with hot movie stars?
I think that's an awfully uncomfortable question to ask. Well, what do you want him to say? I love it or I don't like it?
I think it would have been perfectly acceptable had he maybe rephrased it. And Keith would say, yeah, you know, I don't. You know, it's her job. I don't know.
Well, I think the phrasing was all of it. Had he said, does a role that your wife ever does in a movie ever bother you? That's a better way to put it and especially mentioning younger hot guys. So, I do know that they don't really talk about each other in interviews very often. Nicole is always real short. I love my husband. I love what he does for a living. And that's all they do. They don't share a lot.
Yeah, but I'm not buying that. We get told if specific things are not to be brought up, do not bring these things up. And if we bring them up, it damages our relationship with not only the artist, but more specifically their publicist, their team, right?
No, we've had the same experience where you asked a question, John, about Nicole, and Keith Urban's answers were very short and kind of that was the end of it.
That's exactly the same thing I just thought of when we were talking about the Met Gala. We thought until now, at least I thought until now, that he was abrupt with his answer because you don't rip on the Met Gala. That was our thing. But it turns out maybe it was because it was you don't talk about Nicole.
I can't think of anybody who looked more like they belonged together than the two of you. Plus, of course, you were dressed impeccably. It was the Met Gala after all. But just stunning.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We had a great time. We always do.
You said you have a good time every year. Are you being legit with us? Because that seems to me like that's a real great night for your wife and husbands kind of get, you know, dragged along with. Kind of like the bored arm candy. Is it truly a great time or is there a part of you that thinks, you know, I'd rather be bowling or, you know, hanging out with my boys?
We always have a great time. That's true.
Oh. Okay.
No, we do.
God, now that just seems so much more awkward than I remember it being. If it is, you don't talk about Nicole Kidman. Again, something we've never been told.
No. I think of all the interviews, they're very private about their relationship.
Well, then tell the hosts before the interview that you don't bring certain things up.
I'm in agreement with I don't like the way that question was asked. It sounds like a dig. Younger guys, basically big love scenes with hot young men. I think that's an uncomfortable question.
You know he is Keith Urban, right? He knows how he looks.
He is Keith Urban, but he's also not 35-year-old Zac Efron. And I think that was kind of pointed in that question, the way it was put out.
If you don't want us to ask you a question, tell us you don't want us to ask you a question. I think that's bogus.
Okay.
Note to self, don't bring up Nicole. And certainly don't bring up Nicole getting it on with Zac Efron. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSLM. You guys know, maybe I've told you once or twice, that I'm a big fan of Tony Gwynn Jr. here in the building.
Yes, we know.
And how normally I'm just cool with everybody here, but when Tony Gwynn Jr. shows up, I'm a stammering 12-year-old boy. And
yes.
Has, you know, one
hi, Tony!
Hi, buddy! Saw a documentary about your father. It was awesome.
Yes.
And then I leave. I'm like, what are you doing? You're a grown man. In fact, I think I'm older than Tony Gwynn. I am older than Tony Gwynn Jr. He should respect me.
Okay, calm down.
Damn it! Well, you know what? Tony Gwynn Jr. is going to have to take a back seat.
Oh, no.
Because many of you probably know this man. His name is Dave Saunders, and he is our newest sales representative. And why are we telling you this? You don't care about who sells our radio show. Because Dave is a two-time Olympic gold medalist for U.S. men's volleyball.
Okay.
He is a member of the UCLA Hall of Fame.
Okay.
He's a freaking athletic legend. The man's a specimen, and he works here now.
Okay.
What am I going to do?
Oh, Lord.
Because
do we have another person that we have to worry about, John? Are you going to invite him into your fantasy football league?
Oh, I should be so lucky.
Will Tony Gwynn Jr. allow him to be part of it?
Tony doesn't get a say in this anymore.
Okay.
I'm a Dave Saunders guy now.
Okay.
Listen, how do you not respect something like that? You know how much dedication it takes?
Yes.
He has two gold medals. How many do you have?
I don't have any.
No.
No, I just have my medals from my sixth grade field and track and field, where I actually got blue ribbons and little medals. I think I still have them in a save box somewhere. Yeah. It was the most athletic I've ever been in my life.
That's amazing. Maybe you should tell him that.
It was a sixth grade Olympics. It was awesome.
Sixth grade Olympics. It was adorable. Awesome. The man is an American athletic legend.
He's also a human being.
I know. But here's the problem. I'm finding myself already trying to be a little funnier.
Oh, boy.
A little cooler acting, maybe dress a little nicer around. I just want the guy to like me.
I want to know how long this dress a little better and all this lasts.
I think dress a little better. I'm going to wear less. I'll actually wear some shoes as opposed to flip-flops.
All right, let's not get personal here.
There's nothing wrong with your style, John, but your style, let's be honest, shorts, flip-flops, and San Diego Padre gear. You don't have to spend a ton of time on what am I going to wear to work
today?
This
isn't about me. This is about an Olympian, okay. An Olympic legend within the confines of this building on our floor working for us.
And we welcome him.
Welcome Dave Saunders, American hero.
We'd like to apologize ahead of time if John gets a little... John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.